It's Dave. A quick word about something I wear every time I get on stage. One golden thread. My wife introduced me to this really great line of clothing that fits pretty much any gig I do. Now I can perform with their trademark tree silk shirts, whether it's hot, cold, or anything in between. They breathe, they move with me, and they look cool without trying too hard. They've got a whole line of comfortable unisex apparel as well. I especially feel free when I wear my One Golden Thread shirts. Like my body and soul are in tune. They're made from tree-based fibers, naturally antimicrobial, and every piece helps plant a tree. I'm an affiliate, and you can use the code provided in the show notes for 18% off your first purchase at onegoldenthread.com. Feel free, do good, and gig on. Welcome to 15 Minutes with Dave Goodrich, where music is life. From the beginning, I've always had a deep love for music. I've spent my life creating and perfecting my lifestyle to surround it. My life is an adventure in song and sound, and I'm excited to share what I collect along the way. Join me as we discover new ways to live a richer, more satisfying lifestyle in music. I'm your host, Dave Goodrich. I'm a performing singer, songwriter, producer, and music coach. I want to help you get better at what you do. Hi, and welcome back to 15 Minutes with Dave Goodrich. I'm so grateful for all of you listening around the world. Music has this incredible way of bringing us together, of making us feel free. And that happens to be the perfect theme for this episode. If you're enjoying the podcast, be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite shows. And while you're at it, check out the previous episodes where we've talked about everything from the power of play in music to navigating the ups and downs of a creative career. What does it mean to feel free? Today, I want to talk to you about something personal, something that's not just important for musicians, but for every human being on this planet. Feeling free. Feeling free with the ability to love who you are, what you do, what you create, who you've been, and who you will become. Not just as an artist, but as a person. This idea is at the heart of my new single, Feel Free. If you haven't heard it, hang around. We've included it at the end of the episode. It's a song about stepping into your true self, breaking free from whatever holds you back, and embracing the life and music that makes you come alive. And let's be honest, many times that's easier said than done. We live in a world that constantly tells us who we should be, what success looks like, and whether or not we measure up. As musicians, we're especially vulnerable to this. We put our hearts on the line every time we write a song, step out on stage, or share our work with the world. Here's some of the science of self-acceptance and confidence. So how do we cultivate the kind of confidence and freedom that allows us to fully express ourselves? Research in psychology offers some fascinating insights. Dr. Christian Neff, a leading researcher in self-compassion, talks about the importance of treating ourselves with kindness rather than harsh self-criticism. When we embrace self-compassion, we develop a healthier relationship with our art and our self-worth. In my years of music coaching, I've noticed a consistent pattern with my clients who ultimately succeed to go on to do bigger things in the music world. When faced with a difficult challenge in playing an instrument or singing something, they react similarly. They show self-compassion by laughing or shrugging off the mistake or that inability to play or sing something. And with that self-acceptance, they simply move on with a fierce purpose to get better. Studies have shown that a common trait in successful musicians is that they love to make things better. So love what you do, and love to make it better. And then there's Dr. Carol Dweck's work on the growth mindset. She found that people who believe they can improve through effort and learning are more resilient and successful than those who believe talent is fixed or unchangeable. This is huge for musicians. The more we see challenges as opportunities rather than failures, the freer we become to experiment, take risks, and create fearlessly. So let go of the chains. In my song, Feel Free, I wrote, "Break the chains around your heart of steel." What are those chains for you? Fear of comparison? Fear of failure? The pressure to be perfect? Remember, no matter how much you try, your heart will never be made of steel. So embrace it. Love it. I've been there, I've struggled, and continue to struggle with moments where I just don't feel good enough. When I let the weight of expectation rob me of the joy of making music. But the moment we decide to step out of that mindset, when we choose to let go of what holds us back, we reclaim our freedom. And that freedom isn't just for us, it's contagious. When you allow yourself to feel free, you give others permission to do the same. Your music becomes a reflection of that freedom, and your audience feels it. And there is research that says that the whole world can feel it. The HeartMath Institute has studied the effects of emotional states on the heart's electromagnetic field, showing that emotions like love, joy, and authenticity create coherence, not just in our own bodies, but those around us. Their research suggests that when we experience true emotional freedom, when we let go of fear and step into authenticity, we generate a measurable energetic influence that can be felt by others. In other words, the more we embrace our freedom in music, the more we inspire and elevate those who hear it. This is why music is so powerful. It's not just about the sound, it's about resonance. When you let go of the chains and allow your music to flow from a place of authenticity, you're not just expressing yourself. You're creating a ripple effect of freedom, connection, and inspiration. So, use music as a gateway to freedom. Think about the artists who inspire you the most. The ones who seem fearless. They don't just play music. They become the music. They aren't just trying to impress someone. They're simply expressing something real. Sometimes it's sloppy, and sometimes it's beautiful. But that's where the magic happens. When you stop worrying about being good enough and start being yourself, that's when your music takes flight and reaches the hearts of others. Here's a challenge for you. Take a deep breath and affirm to yourself these three statements. I feel free to not hold back. I feel free to fully express who I am. I feel free to be completely in this moment. So write from that place. Play from that place. Sing from that place. And most importantly, live from that place. Because when you do, you're not just making music. You're making honest connections. Connections to those who listen and connections to yourself. Here's some final thoughts. I'd love to hear from you. How do you cultivate freedom in your music and in your life? Let's keep the conversation going in the 15 Minutes with Dave Goodrich private Facebook group. You'll find the link in the show notes. And if you haven't yet, check out my new single, Feel Free. I hope it inspires you to embrace the person you are and the music you're meant to create. Until next time, much love, much music, and feel free. To never miss an episode, click the subscribe button to sign up for the 15 Minutes with Dave Goodrich newsletter go to 15minutes.powersongtribe.media. That's 15minutes.powersongtribe.media.
Presented by Powersong Tribe, a songwriting adventure company. Own your song, own your power.